Tantramar Council has okayed an increase to the number of veterans' banners that will be displayed on Sackville and Dorchester streets this November. The banners feature photos of local veterans and are purchased by family members through organizers Garth Zwicker and Mike Gillespie. Each fall, the banners are mounted on light poles by Municipal Parks and Recreation staff. After Remembrance Day passes, they are then taken down and replaced with winter lights by Public Works staff. The program started in 2016 with just 16 banners, but has since grown to include 229 banners in total, 173 in Sackville, 50 in Dorchester, and 6 in Fort Folly. As Parks Director Matt Pride explained to Council on Tuesday, the installation takes time and resources, and so staff have capped the number they will install several times. But each year, as more families request them, Zwicker comes back to request more. This December was no different. Zwicker presented to Council and made a plea for yet another increase, and on Tuesday, Councillor Bruce Finney came through with a motion to add 20 more to the total count. Council unanimously approved the increase, but for the first time, Pride gave them an idea of the kind of expenses they were approving.
Expanding the program by another 20 banners would involve purchasing banner arms. So that's, we have 10 extra banner arms now, so we'd have to purchase 10 more. That's a cost of about $2,000 unbudgeted. For staff to install them, it involves 3 to 5 staff at a time, depending on the location, and it takes about 35 hours to put them up. To be able to do this, we need to bring staff in on overtime because we don't have 3 to 5 staff working in the days. So the evening guys need to come in on overtime. And in 2024, we spent between 20 and 25 hours on overtime total to get them installed. So that's a financial cost of about $7,800 to the municipality.
Pride said one possible solution was to contract out the installation of the banners, which he estimated would cost about $5,500 for both Sackville and Dorchester. Pride also pointed out that the original 16 banners installed in 2016 were still in use today, even though the banners were originally only expected to last 3 to 5 years and then be returned to their families for posterity.
Fortunately, the banners have lasted much longer than that, with the original 16 banners still being installed, and they were installed back in 2016 when the program started. Unfortunately, this has resulted in 173 banners in Sackville and 50 in Dorchester, and it's just a challenge to have the resources to get those up.
Several councillors explained their reasons for supporting the increase despite the costs.
I thank you for the information. It's important to have the background of it, but I think the program itself is far more important than worrying about even $10,000 or $20,000 for doing this project every year. I think we have to show our recognition for the veterans, the history of this town, and there's so many families that are connected to the very roots of this town.
Councillor Michael Tower also suggested that a future cap on the number of banners might be in order.
I am a little disappointed that we have to come back every year to get a motion on this. Where I would rather us set a policy that we allow 10 more every year till we reach a number and then just start replacing the ones that have been there from the beginning.
Councillor Josh Gauguin suggested budgeting for a contractor to take on the job.
I echo what Councillor Tower said. I find that this is very important. We should be applauding the people that have served our country. And if it's too much for staff to take on, let's get pricing on a contractor that can help out, that can do this job.
Councillor Barry Hicks suggested a system of alternating years.
Eventually, we're going to get to too many that we can't handle. So what's the thoughts on putting half up 1 year and then rotating the next year, putting a different half up the next year? Just rotate back and forth. Every second year, your banner will be up.
Mayor Andrew Black said that a policy for future years may be in order.
You know, we have the program in place, and it's great, and people in town appreciate it. It's really needed. But a policy would outline those directives, both at a community level and at a staffing level. And then maybe we can have those conversations about whether it's half up, or whether they legitimately do come down after deterioration or a time period, so that then there's a rotation. We still have a consistently high number. But those are some things that maybe we can consider at a later date.
Before Council voted in favor of increasing the number of banners by 20, Finney wrapped up the discussion on his motion.
This is a project that I think we need to carry on. And I'm sure there'll come a time when we may need to cut back. But in the meantime, I think we need to push forward and actually put this forward for the good of not only me, because I'm still like a kid when I go looking for my father's banner, you know. I just think it's very important, and I thank my colleagues who have spoken in favor of it, and I hope we can continue to find positive ways to push it forward and continue it on. So, thank you.
That's Councillor Bruce Finney addressing Tantramar Council on Tuesday night. This is Erica Butler reporting for CHMA Sackville and the Local Journalism Initiative.